Tosfos on Daf Yud Aleph on the base is talking about Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that Tofis Labachav Makam Shechav Lachem is Lokon. So the first chelik of Tosfos discusses Rashi Shita. The Rashi says Lokon is only if Lo Asa Shliach, but if Asa Shliach, Rabbi Yochanan would admit that Kon. And we discuss the two kashas of Tosfos, a kasha from the text and a kasha from the Svara. A lot of back and forth in Tosfos. We give answers for Rashi for each one of the questions. So now Tosfos has another kasha. Let's do the second half of Tosfos now. V'im tomar for Tosfos, d'ocha ka'amar Rabbi Yochanan atovis l'bachal magam shechav l'chem l'chona v'kar kama kosov ramabim metzil l'chaver kona chaver v'hav ha'talya k'de amar hasam Rav Nachman v'rav Chista v'amit harai l'chona my time ha'vitovis l'bachal magam shechav l'chem. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says there's a machlokas amaroyim whether magbi mitzil chaver kon chaver or lo kon chaver. And the Gemara says that that's dependent on whether tovis lebachov makam shechav lachem kona or lo kona. So frek Tosfos, Rabbi Yochanan is on the wrong side of the argument. Rabbi Yochanan in our Gemara said tovis lebachov makam shechav lachem lo kon. And yet in Bava Metzia he says magbi mitzil lechaver kon chaver. That's about the stira gluyin. Stira gluyin is if the sheet of Magbir Mitzil Chaver Kana Chaver is dependent on Tovis Labachov Makam Shechav Lachem Kana, so then how can he hold Magbir Mitzil Chaver Kana Chaver? Why is Magbir Mitzil Chaver dependent on Tovis Labachov Makam Shechav Lachem? Because Magbir Mitzil Chaver is really a Tovis Labachov Makam Shechav Lachem. Right? He's Tofes. He's grabbing the Mitzia, picking it up on behalf of someone, right? Picking it up on behalf of the friend, and it's Chav Lachem, because no one else can get the Mitzia. It's not a balchov. There's no lova and malva over there, but it's stuffed with zel bezach. Chor, it's the same thing. The Gemara thought it was the same thing, right? Tofis lebalchov, your tofis lechavero, b'makom shechav lachem. Tofis lechavero, b'makom shechav lachem. But the Yochanan over there says kana, magbim etzel lechavero, kana chavero. And yet here he says tofis lebalchov, b'makom shechav lachem is lo kana. Stuck a stira in Rabbi Yochanan. That's Tosfos' kash. Shlomar de Rabbi Yochanan mechalag emetzia lebalchov. The shani metzia, the migad uzach lenafshi zachin amilachav. Zok Tosfos, Rabbi Yochanan is mechalag between two cases. Our case is talking about a balchov. That case is talking about metzia. So it is true that the Gemara makes some kind of a comparison, but it's not what you think. Rabbi Yochanan says that magvim metzia lechavero kana chavero. The Gemara says, well, that must assume that tovis lebalchov makam shechav lachem kana. But Tosfos, that's not really what the Gemara means. What it really means is even Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Tovis Lebalchov Makam Shechav Lachem Lo Kana, even he would say that Tovis Lebalchov Makam that Magbim Mitzil Lachavero is Kana Chavero, because there Tfisa works, right? There Tfisa should work. Rabbi Yochanan is Mechalik between Mitzia and Balchov. Rabbi Yochanan is Mechalik between Mitzia and Balchov. Why? He says because Mitzia. Migul de zachil anafshe zachin ami lachaver. Migul de zachil anafshe zachin ami lachaver. Now we saw this svar before. We saw this. This svar was mentioned by the Marsha. The Marsha in Ksubis to try to explain Rashi. Remember Rashi who holds that tovis lebachov makam shechav lachem kona if aso shliach. If aso shliach. So the Marsha said, well, that's only by Metzia. Rashi in Bava Metzia mentioned that klal legabi magdia Metzia lechaver. So the Marsha wanted to suggest that within Rashi, aso shliach only works by magbia Metzia lechaver, because there migad zachin anafshi zachin ami lechaver. So we try to explain what that means is even if Rashi holds normally, right? Rashi is saying a chiddush. Rashi is saying aso shliach somehow is different. Aso shliach is different. All the other Rishonim, the Rosh, Tosfos, all the other Rishonim felt a Asor Shliach is not different. So Rashi holds a Asor Shliach is different. Maybe it's only different if Migud Zochel Nafshi Zochin Amel Chavre as well. Maybe that, if the problem of Tovis Lachov Makam Shechav Lachem is that there's no koach in the Shlichus to be Poel, the Shliach can't be Miyachid as Pu'ula for the Mishaleach, so maybe Migud Zochel Nafshi Zochin Amel Chavre enables him to be miyached is pu'ula, because he can do it himself. So if he can do it himself, then somehow it's stronger. That's what we saw there. Tosfos is not going within Rashi. Tosfos is assuming that there's no difference between aso shliach and lo aso shliach. but nevertheless, he's willing to say that even if we'll claim a tovus lachal makom shachavacherim lo kana bein lo asoshliach bein asoshliach, it's lo kana, but by metzia it's different. Right? Meaning, even if by tovus lebalchov asoshliach doesn't change anything, but by magbia metzia lachavero there. Okay, there, miga duzach lenafshi zochin amilachav. That's what Tosis is saying. What does this mean? So, if we learn that the chisaron of Tosis lebachav makam shechav lachem is the chisaron in the koach of the mishaleach, right? If it's a chisaron in the koach of the mishaleach, like the pashtus of the Russian gibbon, right? So, in a case where there's a migul, if you could say migul zoch lenafshe zoch inam lechavre, so the pshat is there is no chisar. If the problem is that the mishaleach doesn't have a koach, even though the mishaleach can do it himself, but he doesn't have a koach to appoint a shliach to be tofes b'shvil of a makam shechav lachem, so maybe that whole deficiency is where the mishaleach has to be moser a koach to a shliach. But if the shliach has that koach himself, it's built into the shliach. If migu de zochel and afshe zochel and amelachabe, he can be zochel la'atzmo, so he doesn't need the mishaleach to be most of that koach to him. So if the chisaron is mitzad the mishaleach, so then once migu de zochel and afshe, then zochel and amelachabe, then there wouldn't be any problem. That's if you learn like the Russian gittin, if you assume the Russian gittin is a purist. He needs to be understood without the Russian bav mitzia. But if you learn like the Russian bav mitzia, that the chisaron is not in the mishaleach, but rather it's in the shlichus itself, that a shliach can't be miyached is pa'ula for the mishaleach if it's chav lachem. So what's the pshat over here? By magbiyah metziah, somehow it's different. How is that different? So you can explain it in one of two ways. Right? You could say that if the chisaron is in the koach of the shliach, to be po'el for the person that he wants to be zoch on his behalf. He can't be miyached is pa'ula for that individual if it's chav lachem. He can't be miyachid his pa'ul if it's chav lachem. So maybe you could say that where he could be po'el for himself, right? If he could be po'el for himself, so maybe there is no deficiency. Right? We know the mishaleach himself can be zoche even if it's chav lachem. That means that if you have an independent koach to be zoche, then the fact that it's chav lachem doesn't matter. So once the shliach has an independent koach as well, so maybe even if it's chav lachem, it's not a problem. But he can't be miyachid his pa'ula to the mishaleach. No, maybe he can. The fact that he can be zoche himself means that he has an independent koach. So if he has an independent koach, so maybe then he can be zoche for the mishaleach too. The problem was, if he only got a koach from the mishaleach, so then his koach is weaker. If his koach is weaker, so maybe he doesn't have the strength to counteract the chav lachem. But if he has an independent koach, so just like the mishaleach himself can be poel, so maybe this individual, maybe the shliach can be poel, despite the fact that it's chav lachem. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that maybe in a case where the shliach can be zocha for himself, if the magbiyah metziah lachaver could be zocha for himself, maybe that's not chav lachem at all. Maybe we don't look at that as chav lachem. Why don't we look at it as chav lachem? Because if he can produce that chov for others in a different way, maybe that's not called a chov at all. Nochamol, he's trying to be zocha on behalf of his friend. Right? So if he's zocha on behalf of his friend, what gives him the right to be zocha for him and not for someone else? It's chav lachem. So what gives him the right? If he wanted to be zocha for himself, we wouldn't ask that it's chav lachem. Just like the mishaleach could be zocha for himself, even if it's chav lachem, the shliach could be zocha for himself, even if it's chav lachem, we wouldn't ask that shayla. Right? Because clearly, a person has a koach to be zocha for himself, to do his own chalos, even if it affects other people. What are we going to say over here? That he's not doing it for himself? No, but the fact that he has the potential to do it for himself, and in such a case, we wouldn't care that it's chav lachem. So then maybe we don't look at that as being chav lachem. So even if he does it for his friend, that's called tovus lebalchov b'makom she'eino chav lachem. Right? It's similar to what? It's similar to the Torah's Gittin svar that we had, the Torah's Gittin in the Yerushalmi, right? That the svar of the Torah's Gittin is that if you can do the chov in some other way, If the Adam could do a chov in another way, that's not called a chov. So really, that's what you have over here. Magbia Metziah L'Chavero, the person can be Magbia the Metziah for himself. And if he does it for himself, we don't look at this as Chav L'Acherim. We don't care that it's Chav L'Acherim. Because we only look at the Magbia, right? The Magbia doesn't have to look at someone else. He looks at himself. So the fact that he has the potential to do it in such a way, to be Magbia in such a way where we won't consider it to be Chav L'Acherim. So even if he does it in a way that we do take into account the Chav L'Acherim, it's not called Chav L'Acherim. Right? Once he has the potential to do it in a way that it's not Chav L'Acherim, so this Hagubas Metziah is not viewed as Chav L'Acherim. So maybe that's why it's going to be able to work. Rabbi Yochanan only said that if he's Tovis V'Balchov, Mokom Shechav L'Acherim, it's Mamish Chav, let's say there are multiple Balechovos, and he's picking up he's being Tovis Nechasim of the Lova, on behalf of one of the Balechov, so that's Chav L'Acherim. There's no Migud Zachil Nafshe in such a case. He's not a Balchov, so he can't be Zachil for himself. So if he can't be Zachil for himself, Rabbi Yochanan would say, Lo Kana. Because it's Chav L'Acherim, and if it's Chav L'Acherim, then there's a problem in the Shlichus. Because he can't be Miachid, it's Pa'ula for the Meshaleh. But if he can be Zachil for himself, then Migud Zachil Nafshe, we don't treat this as a Chav L'Acherim anymore. Because once he can do it for himself, klape himself, we don't care that it's Chav L'Acherim. It's not viewed as a Chav L'Acherim. It's not a Chov. We only look at him. So once he has the potential to do it in another way where we won't consider it halachically as Chav L'Acherim, so then even if he does it for his friend, even if he's Magbiyah Metziah for the Chaver, L'Chavero, it doesn't matter. It's not called Chav L'Acherim anymore. It's not Chav L'Acherim. So then it's going to work. Okay, that might actually be the easier approach. That Migud Zachel Nafshe Zachel Nam L'Chaver means that since it's not viewed as Chav L'Acherim, Papi himself, so then even when he does it for his friend, it's also not considered Chav L'Acherim. Tovi.
Regarding the first way we explained Tosfos, what does it mean that he's able to make the kinyan despite it being Chav L'Acherim?
In the first approach, I'm saying the fact that it's Chav L'Acherim, it remains Chav L'Acherim even though he's Zocher for himself. Right? It's that despite the fact that it is a Chova, right? It is a chovah for them. He's Magbiyah Metziah for himself. It's a chovah for them, but that doesn't matter. Right? He has a koach to do it despite the fact that it's Chav L'Acherim. Not that there's this longness that if you can do the chiyuv in some other way, it's not viewed as a chovah. That's a chiddush. Right? The fact that I can do the chovah in some other way that it's not viewed as a chovah, that was a chiddush that we had before. Not everyone agrees with that. Some would say that, no, it's still called a chovah, but somehow it doesn't matter. Maybe my tzad zchus can counteract that chova. Or here, maybe the koch of the individual allows him to be poel despite the fact that he's creating a chova for someone else. Right? So that's what I'm saying over here. That migud zachel nafshe zachel nami l'chaver might mean that if I have my own koch to do something for myself, so the Torah doesn't care about the fact that it's a chav l'chaver. You don't have a responsibility to consider the chav l'chaver if you're being poel for yourself. So once he has that koach, so he has extra koach now. Once he has extra koach, so maybe that koach can be superimposed, right? That koach can be used for someone else as well, right? He could be magbia, mitzia, lachavero too. If he has the koach to do it himself, so he can do it lachavero also, despite the fact that it's chav l'chaver. If we don't consider the chav l'chaver vis-a-vis himself, then we shouldn't have to consider the chav l'chaver vis-a-vis someone else either.
Is there an nafkamina between these two approaches?
No. This is just two approaches in Svar. Okay, this is Tostus. Comes the Ramban above Metziah, and he offers a different answer to this theorem that Tostus has. What does Ramban say? He has the same kash. On that sugya above Metziah. Right, ikal amedek the bishmaitim medamina magbiyah metziah letoves the machol makam shechav lachem. Then Cain hechi sfiru lei leRabbi Yochanan the magbiyah metziah lachavero kana chavero. Ha'iu gufi amas and leksubas the toves the machol makam shechav lacherim lo kana. It's not a stira within Rabbi Yochanan Shiva. So Tosfos says Glodamian klal. He thinks that they're not comparable at all. The hocha, he says, skipping down a little bit. The hocha mishum da eino chav l'acherim hu. Rabbi Yochanan holds magbiyah metziah l'chavero kana chavero because it's not chav l'acherim. The Gemara says that it's because tovis l'bal chov makam shechav l'acherim kana. It doesn't mean that. It means that it's not really chav l'acherim. it looks like it's Chav L'Chaim, but it's not really Chav L'Chaim, and that's why it works. Rabbi Yochanan would say, if it's really Chav L'Chaim, it wouldn't work. But here it's not really Chav L'Chaim, and that's precisely why it's going to work. What does that mean? So let's read on. Halcha Mishum Deinu Chav L'Chaim, who? The Kevan de lo Zocha Ba'odam, Lav Chove Hilo Im Eino Moshe. No one was Zocha in this. This is a Metziah. It's sitting in Rishos Arab. No one was Zocha in this. It doesn't belong to anyone. So why is it a Chov for someone? Is it a Chov? If I'm Magbia Metziah L'Chaver, if I pick it up for someone else, is that a Chov? I pick it up for my friend. I pick it up for Ruve. That's a Chov for Shimon? Why is it a Chov? He wasn't Zocha in anything. What's he saying? What's he saying? The only time we call something a chov is if what? Is if you're causing someone else a loss. You're causing the hefse, that's called a chov. But here, what are you doing? You're not causing someone else a loss. What are you doing? What? Taking away potential gain. You're doing what's called menias revach. Menias revach. You're preventing him from gaining a metziah. That's not a loss. That's not a chov. That's not a chov. Preventing a revach is not a chov, says the Ramban. See, so you stick a Ramban. Menias revach is not a chov. Because he wasn't zochen it. No one was zochen it. What are you going to tell me? But there is one person who's going to lose out. Who's that? The original owner. Right, the original owner. The Baal Aveda is going to lose out. He says, "Baal Aveda gufe ho'alu kvar hi'avudu mimenu v'tzu yetzel kol odam b'hayag bo lomafsiv lomidi yos mishar b'nei odam." The Baal Aveda is not losing out because it's avudu mimenu. It's lost from him. He doesn't know where it is. He doesn't know where it is. He doesn't know where it's mitzuyah, it's a koladim, it's avuda from him. So b'mitzuyos, he doesn't know how to get to it. So it's not really lost from him because he doesn't have access to it. He doesn't have access to it if he doesn't know where it is. V'od says the Ramban, sharei nisyayish v'yatzim ershuso b'yush. What's more, mistama he was misyayish. He had to have been misyayish because if he were not misyayish, the man being mitzuyah would not be kona anyway. He's chayiv to be machzer. Shavas Aveda. I'd have to be Machzor the Aveda anyway. It must be that he was Messiahish. So not only is Ravud Mimenu Mitzad Metzius, but halachically, it doesn't even belong to him anymore. It couldn't belong to him anymore. Now this is quite a loaded statement in the Ramban, because he's assuming that the moment that the Bailam of Messiahish from the Chayfetz, it leaves the Rishus HaBailam. That's not at all clear. Right? Because it's not at all clear that Yush is the same as Hefker. If the Bailam of Mafker, the object, so the Pashup Shad is, it leaves the Rishus. Now it belongs to everyone. Right? Now it doesn't belong to the Bailam anymore. Yush, Lechari Yush just gives the potential for someone else to be Zocha, but the Bailam still owned it until someone else is going to be Zocha. That's a major discussion. If you remember Avakama, Meruba, the Tzos and the Nesivas have a big discussion, Raya from the Gemara there. The whole back and forth. The Ramban seems to be taking a stand on this, as the footnote points out. Right, the Ramban seems to be taking a stand on this shaila, but we're not going to discuss that shaila. The Ramban is assuming once you have a yush, so then the chayvitz is yotzei mershus habaylim, doesn't belong to them anymore. So Dr. Ramban, no one's losing. Magbim etzia lachavero, is anyone losing? No one's losing out. It's not a chov for anyone. It's not a chov for the other people who can't get the Messiah because you're not taking it away from them. They never had it bechlal. It's just the minyas revach. And it's not a chov for the Baal Aveda, because the Baal Aveda has no access to it. He has no access b'mitzias, physically, and he has no access halachically. He doesn't own the chayfetz anymore. So he's not losing anything by you picking it up for yen. But Dr. Ramban, avagabe balchov, kemedu chayev lo, v'nechsoi inon areven bay. The lov is chayev to the balchov, so the balchov has his chus in the nechosim of the lova. The nechosim of the lova are like an orev for that chov. They're meshubah. It's another way of saying they're meshubah to the chov. So mishimotzion merushuso v'shibudo chavulo. Someone who's motzi those nechosim, the motzi the metal, the motzi the kesef, whatever it is. Right? If he's motzi the nechosim from the lova, and he's mezakeh for his friend, so he's mafkia the nechosim from the shibud. That's a chav. Shemachi kamelan nami hasam lo kana v'chakana. Dr. Ramban, that's the difference between the case of Magbim Metzia Lachavera and Tovis Vachav, Makam Shechav Lachayim. Magbim Metzia Lachavera, there, you're not being mafsid anyone. It's not a chov for anyone. The real answer to the Kasha is Magbim Metzia is not a chav lachayim because there is no chov. There's no chov for the Baal Aveda because he was Messiah, he doesn't own it anymore. And the Metzia, he can't get to it. There's no chov for anyone else either. It's just a Menias Revach. It's preventing them from getting future profit. So there, Rabbi Yochanan says, Kona, because it's not chav lachayim. But by Tovis the Baal Chob, since it's Chav L'Chem, he'll say that local. Okay, these are the two answers. Tosfos and the Ramban. Tosfos holds, Rabbi Yochanan claims by Magbir Metzia, Lechavero, Kona Chavero, because there, Migo de Zachar Nafshi Zachar Nam Lechaver. The Ramban says, no, Kona Chavero by Magbir Metzia, because there's no Chov, it's not Chav Lacherim, because it's just a Menias Revach, it's not really a Chov. Yes?
The first reason why it's not going to be a Chov in regards to the original vow, how is it any different than Yeush? It sounds like it's going hand in hand with Yeush.
It sort of is going hand in hand. I think the Ramban in the first comment is talking more about Metzius. The Metzius. If we don't come on to Yish, so then the Magbir Metzia doesn't really have a right to be Magbir. He doesn't have a right to take it. He really has a Chiyah Hashav.
Right.
So I think the Ramban initially is saying, B'Metzius, first of all, the Baal Aveda has no access to it, no way of getting to it. What's more, halachically, it doesn't belong to him anyway. Halachically, it doesn't belong to him anyway.
But if we pass in Yish anyway, somebody leaving his rishos once someone else is actually zoka to it, but if he knows that someone's going to pick it up, and then he's chayav b'hashava, then anyone in the metzias doesn't really help, because once the guy picks it up, he should assume the guy's going to be measured it to him anyway. So meaning, I don't understand the metzias so much.
No, but if the Baal Aveda doesn't know where it is, and he... The Baal Aveda doesn't know where it is, so he gives up hope of ever getting it back. So that Yush enables someone else to pick it up. If we know that the Baal Aveda is talking to Yush, so then that gives the person the ability to pick it up. No?
Yeah, but if we're saying anyway that only Yotis from Rishos, when it comes to Rishos of the Zohar, and then someone else sees it, then he's going to assume...
You're saying if you hold against the Ramban?
Yeah, meaning I don't understand. If we're saying against the second answer of the Ramban, then it sounds like to me we're saying against the first answer of the Ramban also.
No, but once the Bailim give up hope of ever getting it back, so now when someone picks it up, they're able to keep it. The Bailim feel they're never going to get it back. They're just never going to get it back. So once the Bailim feel they're never going to get it back, so then when a person picks it up, he's able to keep it. Yeah.
From my understanding, can we boil it down to a yesod that the Ramban is saying that we don't factor in potential to any of these circumstances, but Tosfos says that we do?
No, I think the Ramban is saying that there is no hefsid. In order to call something chav lachem, there has to be a loss. But there is no loss if all you're doing is preventing a gain for someone. The fact that someone can't pick up a metzia, he's not losing any money, he's just not gaining the metzia. So that's the nafkamina. Tosfos holds that even if you're preventing someone from gaining, that's all, for this halacha, that's called a chav. It's to their detriment, because they would like to have that gain. Right, the Ramban says that's not considered a chav because it's just a minyas reva.
Regarding how the Ramban explains the case of Baal Chov, why is that really considered a chov for the Baal Chov, for the other Baal Chov? After all, they can just collect property, different property that...
Let's say the Lova doesn't have other property. Right, well, let's say the Lova... Right, let's say... okay, that's the simple answer. Let's say he doesn't have any other property. Well, this property is more accessible or something. It makes it more difficult for the other Baal Chov to collect. So that's the Chov, right? The Lova has certain property, so they would love for the Lova to pay, but he didn't pay, so now they're gonna be Tovis. But the more you're Tovis, the less the other Baal Chov have to grant. So that's why it's a Chov for them. No?
When the Ramban is talking about the Baal Chov, is he saying that it's a Chov to the other Baal Chov, or it's a Chov to the Lova?
It's a chov to the other Baal Chov. It's a chov to the other Baal Chov. Of course it's a chov for the Lova. We're not concerned about the Lova.
But we should stop it.
We said the fact that it's a chov to the Lova, it's not really a chov, right, it's not really a chov to the Lova because the Lova is chayiv. So we don't care about the fact that, obviously it's to his detriment that you're being tovius from him, but he's chayiv anyway. The chov that we're talking about is the chov to the Baal Chov, to the other Baal Chov. Aryeh.
Isn't the
shock of
the Kariyah talk about Shitos or Nachum Rav Chisda, right immediately after then does the Gemara bring up Hatovis the Baal Chov. But when we bring up Rav Yochanan all the way to the bottom, that's already after we discussed Hatovis the Baal Chov. So seemingly the Gemara is also making the Chilah.
That's the question. The question is the Gemara peddling back and saying that Rav Yochanan is holding Hatovis the Baal Chov, that Magbir Mesir Lachavero Kona Chavero, because he holds that there Tovis the Baal Chov would be Kona? Right, that's his point. Is that his point, or is that not his point? Right, that's the question. The Gemara doesn't say it. So the question is that understood, Right? Is that understood or is it not understood? That could be what Tosis and Rabban are grappling with, part of what they're grappling with. What's a nafkamina? Someone asked before, is there any nafkamina between the two svaras I gave? Between the two svaras we gave before, no, there's no nafkamina. But is there a nafkamina between the Ramban and Tosfos? I mean, they both say the same thing, no? Rabbi Yochanan holds Tovis the Balchov by Mitzia, right? Tovis by Mitzia, Magbir Mitzia Lachaver, or Karachaver. It's the same. It's difference in svar. Whether the reason why Karachaver is because it's just a Menias Ravach, or because Migdal Zachan Nafshi is Zachan Amelachaver. What's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? I'll tell you what the nafkamina is. Can you think of a case where there's more than Menias Ravach? There is a Hefsid. There is a Hefsid. Right? And yet, Migdal Zachan Nafshi Zachan Amelachaver can still apply. See, it happens to be, in the case that Tosis and Rabban are talking about, the situation of Menias Ravach is where we say Migdal Zachan Nafshi Zachan Amelachaver. So it comes down to the same thing. You know, either if you have one Svar, you have the other, the reality is you'll be able to become. But let's say there's a case where there's no Menias Ravach. It's really a Hefsid. But yet, Migdal Zachan Nafshi does apply. What kind of a case could that be, Gabriel?
The case of
Nagar Sashri. Oh, Nagar Sashri. What's the case? Help me, what's the case?
Where he's tied to multiple people, and then one of the Balechol comes and grabs him from the other.
If the Toface is one of the Balechol, very interesting case. Let's see the Nagar Sashri. And this is in Simon Yud Gimel here in the Rush. B'metzia moda Rabbi Yochanan tamadbi metzia lachaver or the kana chaver. Mishamiga the zachin nafshi zachin amel chaver. V'chainim adam chayev l'shnei b'nei adam or l'shlosha v'ha'echa mehen yitvos mishala mechuyev v'yitan lachavero masha tofes im yirtze v'kana chaver mishamiga the zachin. Who yachser al habalchov od the yitva shalom. Zach the hagos ashri. Just like Rabbi Yochanan is moda by magbir mitzila chavero, the kana chavero because migdal zachan nafshi zachan amel chaverin. So too, even in a case of tofis lebalchov b'makam shachav lacherin, if you can engineer a circumstance where it will be where it will be shayach to say migdal zachan nafshi zachan amel chaverin, then he'll be able to be zocha, he'll be konah. Despite the fact that it's not talking about Mitzia at all. It's lav dafka in the realm of Mitzia that we say that Tovis Lachavero is Kon. No, even by Tovis Lachavero could be Kon. But you have to be able to apply the principle. So if the Tovis is one of the Balichov, Reuven owes money to Shimon and to Levi and to Yehuda, and now Levi is Tovis on behalf of Yehuda, right? Levi is Tovis on behalf of Yehuda. Why would he do that? Yehuda needs the money. Levi doesn't need the money right now. He wants to be Tofis on his behalf, for his benefit. So he's maksed Shimon, right? It's a chov for Shimon. It's a schus for Yehuda. It's a chov for Shimon. What's the din? Right? Rabbi Yochanan says, Tofis v'bachav makash rechav l'cherim, lo kana. Would he admit over here that kana? Zakta ha'gos ha'shri. Over here he'd say kana. Why? Migud ha'zachar l'nafshi, zachar nam l'chav. It could be zachar for himself. If he's zocha for himself, we don't care about chav lacher. Right? If he was zocha for himself, we wouldn't care about chav lacher. So too, if he wants to be zocha for another one of the balichov, it's no problem because migdal zachar l'nafshi zachar nami l'chaver. Migdal zachar l'nafshi zachar nami l'chaver. Who would disagree with this hagos hashri? The Ramban. The Ramban would say. That's not the svara that changes everything. Why should that change it? That's not the reason. Rabbi Yochanan holds kana chavero. No, he holds kana chavero because there's no chov. If there would be a chov, even if nigu de zachle nafshe, that's not going to help you to be zocha lachavero. But it's still a chov lacherin. You can't be zocha for one if it's a chov lacherin. Magbir mitzia is different because there is no chov. It's just a menias reva. But if there would be a chov, if the taka would be a chov, then you don't have the koach to be tofes the bal chov if it's chav l'acher. You can't be miyached, you're zechia for one individual. Who gives you the right to be miyached, you're zechia for the one individual if it's chav l'acher? Right? The Ramban doesn't hold that migud de zachar nafshi zachar namechavi changes anything over here. He holds it's just a menias revach issue. So if it's just a menias revach issue, then the whole kula, right? The whole chiddush that you could be tofes lachavero, right? That's only by metzia where there's no hafsid. But by tofes lebalchov, since it is chav la'acherim, even if migud de zachar nafshi zachar namechavi were to be shayach, it's not going to help you. The Ramban would say lo kona chavero. Right, so that's the nafkamina. Hagos Hashri is the nafkamina between Tosis and the Ramban as to why Rabbi Yochanan says that Magbir Mesila Chavero Kana Chavero, is it because of Minyas Reva? It's only Minyas Reva, there's no Chavo Chavero at all, or is it because Mikadu Zachna Nafshe Zachna Nafshe Zachna Nafshe? Yes?
The Kinsa mentioned one of the Baalei Chov is taking the money for the other Baalei Chov, and then he mentioned that there's still money for that Baalei Chov himself to then get his money back as well.
Maybe he doesn't have money. He's tofes for this one Baal Chov. Right? Maybe he used up all the money. He certainly made it more difficult to collect the money because the lover has less money.
If he didn't take away money, would it still be a hefsek though?
I think so. Yeah, because if there's less money, so then the lover could sell the metaldim. He could sell whatever karka he has. Well, we're talking about metaldim. So metaldim or cash or whatever, he could give it away. And then there won't be anything to be gover. Right? So it is more of a hefsid.
I feel like it's different whether there's two Baalei Chov or three. Because if you have two, so then the one guy who's acting as a shaliach is getting rid of, like, he's beratzon doing it, so he doesn't care about the potential losses there is. He's like getting rid of the chov. It's kind of similar to what we said yesterday about Kiddushin, where the woman is beratzon doing it, she doesn't care that it will end up, you know, causing a chov to her. So, like, when there's only two...
Just one second. In the case of two, but who's being tofes? Who's being tofes in the case of two?
What, in this case?
In a case, you said there's a difference between two and three. Who's the tofes? Is one of the Baalei Chov being tofes?
Yeah.
Okay.
According
so if there are two Baalei Chov and one Baal Chov is being tofes, but he's being tofes for whom? For himself or for the other guy?
For the other guy.
No, if he's tofes for the other guy, it's not chav lachem, it's chav for himself.
Isn't that the case? It says either if there's two or three Baalei Chov, and then he gives it to one Baalei Chov for the other, wouldn't that be the same whether it's two or three?
V'cheinim adam chayev l'shnei b'nei adam o l'shlosha. V'echem ehem yitfos mishal ha-machuyev v'yitein l'chaveru. Yitfos mishal ha-machuyev v'yitein l'chaveru. He's saying, if he's chayev to shnei b'nei adam, what could be the problem? Right? That's not tovis l'bachav b'macham shechav l'chem. I'm not sure why he has the case of Shnei B'nei Adam. Because Shnei B'nei Adam, of course he could be tofes for someone else. What's the problem? It's not chav. We don't care about the chav for the lover. The lover's chav the money. The key is the three Baalei Chov. I'm not sure what the case of two Baalei Chov is. That's not a chav lachem. If Reuven owes money to Shimon and to Levi, and Shimon is tofes for Levi, that's tofes l'bachov kana. Tofes l'bachov kana. Everyone says that. If it's chav lachem, then there's a shayla. So the key is the case of three. Because there, if Shimon is tofes for Levi, but Yehuda is also owed money, so it's a chav for Yehuda. That's the first part of the Hagos Hashem. But then he adds another point. The second part is also very, very important. What does he say over here? He continues like this. V'cheinim amar halove, z'chei b'chevet ze l'ploni, otein manazu l'ploni, z'chalo. V'ein echad mi ba l'chov yicholin ligvos me'osan ha'metablin. Maimani u'mordechai. What's he saying? Let's say the lover tells what? The lover tells someone. Let's say a third party, who's not a Baal Chov. Let's say the lover, Reuven owes money to Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, let's say, right? And Reuven tells Yisachar to be Zocha on behalf of Shimon. Reuven tells Yisachar, a third party, to be Zocha on behalf of Shimon. Zochalo. Zok the Hagos Hashri, it works. Zochalom. It's chav lachem. This doesn't matter. Ve'ein echad mi Baalei Chov yicholin ligvos me'osan ha'metaldim. That's no problem. Hagos Hashri says that if the lova himself, the one who's chayev the money, who's chayev to pay the money, if he tells someone to be tofes on behalf of one of the Baalei Chov, even though it's chav lachem, it's no problem. That certainly works. That's not a discussion in the sugya. Our discussion in the sugya is where the person is tofes me'atzmo, right? Or if one of the balechov made him a shliach. That's what we're talking about over here. But if the lovet told someone to be tofes, that certainly works. That certainly works, says the Hagos Hashri. And this is what the Rambam, this sentiment is echoed by the Rambam too. Rambam says the same thing. In Ilkos Mavim, v'lo v'perekhov alochabes. What does the Rambam say? Perekhov alochabes. Comes the Rambam and says, v'cheinim amalo halovez, z'chei b'cheves elaploni zachalo. V'en echad mi'balekhoves yichol en ligvos me'ilo metaldim shekvar zachal b'hen achet. If the lova tells someone to be tofes for the balchov, then it works. He's tofes for the balchov. He's tofes for the balchov b'rshus halova. So that works. Zok the Hagos Hashri, Zok the Rambam. That works. Still, he's tofes the balchov. It's chav lacherim. Why does it matter that the lova tells him to be zocher? So comes the Magen Mishnah and says, I'll tell you what the mocha is. He actually has 2 points. We're going to focus on the second point. He says, "V'chei mevur perakama de gittin." He says the Gemara in Gittin is the first like this. Because the Gemara in Gittin says that kolecha de amar lova tenu zocha. What does that mean? What does the Gemara say? Kolecha de amar tenu zocha. Our Mishnah says ha'omer tein shtar shechazel la'avdi. And then he wants to be chozebo, so the chachamim say, zochin, la'adim shlobafanav, he can't be chozebo. Right? Why can't you be chozebo? So the maskana of the Gemara is, kala omer tenu, ka omer zechudami. That when the Odom said, tenu, attain, shtar shechazel la'avdi, that's like saying, zechu, b'shtar shechazel la'avdi, zochin, la'adim shlobafanav, so therefore there's no ability to be chozebo. Zop the Magen Mishnah, that's what the Rambam is saying. That if the Lova, right, if the Lova says, if the Lova says to someone to be tofes, to be zocha on behalf of one of the balichov, then certainly he's going to be zocha. And despite the fact that it's chav lacherim, he's going to be kol. That's the raya of the Magen Mishnah. Fektik tzos achoshim. What's the Magen Mishnah talking about? Our case has absolutely nothing to do with what the Rambam is discussing. The Kso says, our case is where if the Adon says to a middleman, Tein shtar shechazel la'avdi, so what's the Adon basically saying? The Adon is saying, this is not a chov for me. It's not a chov for me to be Meshachar the Eved. I want you to do it. So if it's not a chov, then of course, the Tofis is going to be able to grab on behalf of the Eved. That's not Tofis l'bal chov b'makam shechav l'chem, it's not chav l'acher. No chamol, Tosfos had discussed how can the Gemara learn Tovis Lebachov Kana from our Mishnah. The Tosfos explained that, well, we look at our case as Tovis Lebachov because the Eved must have done a Nayach Nafshe, must have done something nice for the Adon. So the Adon treats it as though he owes the Eved. He's like a Balchov, right? So if you're Tovis Lebachov, the middleman is Tovis Lebachov, Tovis for the Eved, the Shtar Shechra, so Kana. That's the Chiddush. And then the Gemara wants to say, and maybe from the Mishnah you see, even if it's chav lachem, it should also work. What's it chav lachem? It's chav to the Adam. It's chav to the Adam. Right? So comes the Ktos and says, if the Adam says, Tein shtar shechazel la'avdi, the reason why that works, l'fi the maskana, is because it's not tofis l'vachav makam shechav lachem. It's not chav to the Adam. Because kol ha'omer tenu ka'omer zechut dami, he's saying it's not a chovah. So if it's not a chovah, of course you can be tofis. But what's the raya from that? That in the case where the lova tells someone, Yenem, he tells him to be zocha on behalf of one of the balichov. That's not chav lacherim. It's ridiculous. Right? If you have an eved, you have an adon, right? A middleman, right? And I'm sorry, let's call him Reuven, right? So if the adon says, you take the shtar, grab it on behalf of the eved, so he's megalat das that this is not a chov for him. The chav lacherim is by the adam, right? It's chav for him. So if he tells you to take it, obviously it's not chav for him. But if we're talking about a case where there's a malva, right? There's malva one and malva two. Right? Let's call them balchov one, balchov two. Right? There's balchov one and there's balchov two. And there's a lova. Right? So if the Lovis says to Reuven, the Lovis says to Reuven, you grab on behalf of Balchov number two, so that's okay. Right? He's okay. Despite the fact that it's a hefsek of Balchov, no, it's okay. Why? Now, how can you learn that from the Mishnah? The case of the Mishnah is if the Adon tells Reuven to take the shtar on behalf of the Eved, so it's not chav to the Adon, it's not chav lachem, so that works. But here, the fact that the Lova himself told the Tofes to grab it on behalf of Balchov too, so that makes it not chav lachem, it's not chav to Balchov 1, it is chav to Balchov 1. What's the limit from the Mishnah? It's the chapella. The Tosias, it's lechora, no comparison to follow. Yes.
Can that be the difference between Tosfos and Gosa Shri versus the Ramban? And maybe if you only look at it from Zachin Ani Lavshay, Zachin Ani Lachavre, they're not.
No. This Tisa, we're not talking about that the Balchov himself is Tosfos. We're talking about a separate person. He's not a Balchov.
Right.
So there's no Mikud to Zachin Ani Lavshay, Zachin Ani Lachavre. And it's not a Magdi Mitzir case, so it's not many Yasser Rebbe. This is a different part of the Hagosa Shri. I'm not sure that the two parts are related to each other at all. The kasha is, how can you extrapolate? The way that the Magen Mishnah understands the Ramban, he's extrapolating from the Mishnah. What's the extrapolation? The two have nothing to do with each other. In the case of the Mishnah, if the Adon wants the middleman to grab the Shtar Shechel for the Eved, so it's not a hold for the Adon. But despite the fact that the Lover wants the Tofes to grab for Balchov number two, doesn't make it not Chav for Balchov number one. It is a chov for him. It is a chov for him. So how does that work? How does that work? It comes to the Stipler, and he suggests the following Lumdish Teretz. This is the Stipler in Simen Yud. He says, you got to ask yourself, what does it mean when the Gemara says, Kala Omer Tnu Kala Omer Zuhu Domi, what does that mean? So till now, I've explained it a certain way, and no one disagreed with me, right? Kala Omer Tnu Kala Omer Zuhu Domi, the way we've explained till now, is that if the Adon says, Tein Shtar Shechus El Avdi, that's like saying it's not a chov for me. Kala Omer Zuhu, you know, I treat it like a zechus. It's not a chov for me. The Adon is saying, it's not a chov for me if you give the shtar shechel to my eved. That's one way of looking at it. That kala omer tzuka omer zechu is a gilui das. It's a gilui das that it's not a chov. But there's another way to look at that principle. The kala omer tenu ka omer zechu dami means that once he says tenu, so then even if he's chozebo later, we don't look at the middleman as a tofes. He's not a tofes anymore. Tfisa means that you're being tofes against the will of the Adon. So once the Adon has expressed his desire to free the Eved, so maybe we don't look at the middleman as a tofes anymore. Is that called a tofes? It's not just that the Adon is megaladas, that it's his chusvin, it's not a chov. No. It's that the middleman is not viewed as a tofes. And in fact, this is the Duyuk in Rishon, that's really the Pshat, the Gemara. Which Rishon? None other than Rashi. Look at the Rashi again. Now. I'm not sure if you picked this up. The more the Kedik the Taita has. In Toma Mishnah, Seno, the Gemara says, how can you tell me that Tovis Bachel Bachel Shechav Acherim, Lo Kona, aye, but from our Mishnah it sounds like it is Kona. No. In Toma Mishnah, Seno, Kolom Etzu, Kolom Ezechu Dami. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Kolom Ezechu Dami, Ve'ein Ze Keshar Tovis, what's the key of Kala Omer Tnu Kala Omer Zuchu Dami? Ein Ze Keshar Tofes. This is not a Tofes for Balchot. He's not being Tofes anymore. He's not being Tofes. He's not called a Tofes. He's not called a Tofes. Tofes means that you're grabbing something against the will of someone else. The chiddush is kala omer tenu kala omer zuhu dami means that the middleman is no longer a tofes. He's grabbing it beratzon ha'adam. He takes it beratzon ha'adam. He's a shliach of the adam. He's a shliach of the adam. He's not a tofes anymore. That's the yisod. So once he's not a tofes, so then he has the ability to be zocha on behalf of someone else. He has the ability to be zocha. Says the stipler, according to that yisod, according to Rashi's yisod, we can answer the kasha of the ketzos. The ketzos's kasha was, what's the raya from our Mishnah? What's the raya that in a case where the lover told the tofes to grab on behalf of one balchov, that he's able to be kona? He's able to be kona despite the fact that it's chav lacherim. What's the raya from the Mishnah? In the case where the Adon says that the middleman should take the shtar for the Eved, he's just megaladas, that it's not a chov for him. But here, no one was megaladas. Balchov Risha was not megaladas, that it's not a chov. So the stipler, no, that's not the pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying, the Gemara is explaining the Mishnah, that when the Adon tells the middleman to take the shtar for the Eved, so now what he's done is he's turned the middleman into a zocha, not a tofes. He's not a tofes anymore. So once he's not a tofes, so then when the Adon wants to be chozobo, we don't view him as holding on to the shtar against the will of the Adon. He's not tofes. He's not holding on to the shtar against the will of the Adon. He's a shliach of the Adon. The shliach of the Adon. And that's why he can be zocha, may have the Eved. So if that's the case, so then in the case of the Lova, the situation of the Lova as well, if the Lova tells the Tofes, to grab on behalf of the middleman, what he's doing is, he's saying that the middleman is not a Tofes anymore, but rather he's a shliach of the Lova. If the Lova wants to pay back Balchov number two, is he able to pay him back? Of course he's able to pay him back. Right? So if the Lova tells this individual to take the nechasa, to take this money on behalf of Balchov number two, so this individual is not tofis lebalchov makom shechabachem. No, he's just the shliach of the loven. If the loven is mitzaveh, he's the shliach of the balamamun. He's a shliach of the balamamun. So he's a shliach of the balamamun, so he has the right. He has the right to be zoche, even if it's chablachem. The idea of tofis lebalchov makom shechablachem lokana is that if you're jumping into the situation, you're not the shliach of the balamamun. You're just being tofes, so you don't have the ability to be tofes on behalf of one balchov if it'll be to the detriment of another balchov. But if the lov is giving you the money, so to speak, to pay one of the balichov, so you're a shliach of the balamaman, so of course you have the ability to give it to the balamaman. You're not a tofes bichlal. That's the yisod. You're not a tofes bichlal. It's not that you can be tofes the Balchov, despite the fact that it's Chavachem. It's that if the Lova gives you the money, you're not a tofes, you're a shliach of the Balamaman, you're a shliach of the Lova. So if you're a shliach of the Lova, so then, of course, you'll be Zocha on behalf of that individual. Because the Lova has the ability to pay back whichever of the Balichov he wants to pay back. Question.
Could this be tied back to the, I think it was a Tosfos Rosh a few days ago, where we were talking about the Gamor and the idea that, like, you know, once if the guy says that this is what I want, regardless of how we can darshan it out, like, oh, there's going to be a situation where actually could be a hope for him, like, it's always going to be as opposed just because he wants it. Is that like kind of like the same idea?
Or I'm not sure it's the same idea, because I'm not saying this is a chos gamor. I'm redefining the person who's getting the money as a shliach.
But because it's
going to
be a chutz for him, because he wants it.
It's not just because he wants it. Because when the Lova says, I want you to take this money on behalf of the Balchov, he's basically making him a shliach to pay up the Balchov. So it's a different concept. It's not chutz gomer, it's that he's a shliach of the Lova. So once he's a shliach of the Lova, so if he's not a toface, then he's able to be zoch on behalf of that Balchov, despite the fact that it's chav lachem, because he's a shliach of the Lova. Daniel.
Even if you were to make him a shliach to the Balchov, it's still chav lachem.
No, he's a shliach of the Lova. He's a shliach of the Balamamun.
So is this not what we said as difficult in the Rosh? That's something different. The Rosh said even if you must have a shliach lo kana. That is the same case of even if Hashem's shliach lo kana.
You're saying if according to the Rosh, what? That there's a problem with shlichus if it's chav lachem. If it's chav la'acherim, there's a problem. Even if I saw a shliach, you can't be tofes. No, but here the lov is making him a shliach, not the balchov. If the balchov makes him a shliach, right, he's tofes the balchov, the balchov is making him a shliach, what gives the balchov the right to allow you to be tofes? Right? How can you be tofes money that doesn't belong to you? But here he's not being tofes money that doesn't belong to him. He's a shliach of the lov to pay back the money. He's a shliach of the Lova to pay back the money. He's not tofes at all. In fact, he's not even a shliach. He's just doing a maisa kof ba'alma. Right? He's just doing monkey work. He's just taking the money from the Lova. Basically, the Lova is paying this balchov. He's not a tofes. So if he's not a tofes, then he can do whatever he wants. Basically, the Lova is paying this balchov. So it's not a case of tofes the balchov at all. So once he's not defined as a tofes, he's a shliach of the balamama to pay back this guy. So it doesn't matter that it's chav lacherim. The Lova can choose which Balchov he wants to pay up. He's not really a shliach bechalal. He's just doing a maisa kopam. He's bringing him the money. So because he's not a tofes, even if it's chav lacherim, it'll work. Avram?
Yeah, I was just wondering if the Gemara
I don't remember who he said this in the context of, but didn't he mention that in the case of our Mishnah, only once the master tries to be chozer, that's when he's considered a tofes. We have to say now that when, even when he's trying to be chozer, he's not considered a tofes.
Because kalama tenu, kalama zechudam, he short circuits that process. Once he says tenu, so kalama tenu, kalama zechu means prospectively, he's saying you're never going to be considered a tofes. Once when you first get the shtar, you're not called a tofes. Once a tofes, never a tofes. That's basically what the Gemara is saying. Initially, the Gemara thought, no, Itaka is a tofes. And that's why the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that tofes l'bachov kana. Basically, the maskana of the Gemara is this is not a tfisa l'bachov at all. But the question is, what does that mean? Does it mean that kolom etnu kolom zechudam means he's megala das that it's a chus for him? Zochen ladim shlobafanav? Or no, is the pshat that once he says tenu, he's saying your taking of the shtar is not a tfisa. And it will never be considered a tfisa. So because it will never be considered a tfisa, that's why he's able to be zochen for the other guy.